actually didn't mean that. He didn't mean to that he's doing Naomi Coney for the worst of copyright. He meant copyright as a copyright holder, the description of who's the one that's actually.
He said, stopping the diet in my loss.
What did he say about what he's been photocopying?
Oh, that would be nice. What a number of personal use. If he's asked, he can find it for person.
Well, if he's ever asked that, if he's here at good at the as good as the lawyer side, he's going to tell you what's coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there and we'll just see that with the lawyer and whatever guy is going to say. They're together. And it came up, and I didn't even get a clear answer.
Yeah, what he meant for personal use?
Yeah, he said, what about those? We photocopy it and give it to our clients. We didn't rely on the U.S. to think about that. When the issue came up, it was what's called fair use under the copyright law.
But if that's here, it'd be for personal use, if you use it.
Yeah, but another question is whether it's fair use or not.
Was that the one that I'm talking about?
It was implied.
Well, it's downtown somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It was implied. We have forms.
I guess I'm going to go to that discussion. I wonder if
there's a discussion.
Well, you don't photocopy when you make the will, right?
You just photocopy one of these.
Photocopy and fill in the information.
Yeah, but the wife's not going to do that. He's going to have it retyped in the
group.
What it means is probably a person who's filling out the form in case he might erase or make a mistake and if they do it over again, so he doesn't want to go by another safe, which is photocopy.
So it's personal for the world maker, the cafe.
Right.
Oh.
That's what I was wondering.
What about
like a plumber?
You
want to make the will.
Okay.
All right, so we spoke about the problems involved.
You see the file that Havar's not for?
Yeah. So he told me that he has a whole chapter in the Sefer about it. I said, okay, we'll get to it. Okay, so he does. Yeah. Now, he gave me here a revised star. It's in the Daniel Feller made the revision. To the start, well, we'll talk about it to get it. Now, photocopy that few seconds. All right, so we were holding that there are problems with Geneva and Gedela when he writes his star. And he said you shouldn't be forgetting to say the Nachlis that is set in the fire. And the Mela, there's two problems with saying that the Shtar is valid in law. That's the Din of the Machutza. First of all, the Rashba, the Shachman, said no such thing as Din of the Machutza. It comes to Yerusha. And then he brings in brackets to look in the Hebrew Moshe. So we looked in there, and the Hebrew Moshe says that he go by Din of the Machutza on this. But he doesn't explain what he does with the Rashba. You order who are the second? Yeah. The last, he had six left. And he bought five. And he said he needs one for himself, so officially says he got a pair.
One of the guys.
All right. So he said, Tavine Machuta. Said it doesn't help, and I looked in others for him, it seems that most acronym hold like that. That if a person writes a Savo, even though Medina Malchuta Savo works, but most acronym hold Medin Toyer doesn't work, so the person who is going against the inheritance in the Torah will be over and Gezel, unless they write the person is Michael. Now, by the way, everybody agrees that if a person leaves a will, which says that he's giving his daughter a certain amount of money, and the son is not master, but there's no Gnevel Gzeilu. The only Gnevel and Gzeilu is the right Yoyver should be mastered. And say that he doesn't want it to happen. He's mastered on what it says in the Torah.
Who's the testator?
Not the testator. The person takes the money.
Daughter's not it.
No, you can't say, I want my daughter to be Yoyver. The statement doesn't. You can want whatever you want, but the Maizy daughter is not yours. Even if you want the yodah to do that. So if it's not the yodah to do that, if the daughter takes the Yerusha, she's a gander for a gander, who she is gandering from the son. Unless the son, of course, is Moichel, say the daughter is not.
Most of the time when she would take the money.
Yeah.
Not
a problem, or anything. He said, Raphael, that that's generally not a problem by adults. Because most adults want to be Mekayim. But the father wants it.
No, that's the father's part of the kid. That's one possibility. No, but generally speaking, people that the most kids don't get a problem. Well, that was
the case. Yeah. But if they do give a problem, then it's just a shadow to make them say. But anyhow. And he spoke here that the mitzvah, we learned this last week, that as far as the mitzvah can be made, even though that's true, but then Shulchan Aruch says that's only when you give it to a shlish. You know, so you put a third person in the matzah in the next
culture. Could the son just permission during the lifetime of the eldest father?
No.
Did the son say it's okay with me if my sister gets a share during his father's lifetime?
But it's not like that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm
supposed to tell his wife. He's on another field. Let him know this
morning. All right, anyhow.
Would he get this and say I'm doing what?
During his father's lifetime, as his father
so shouldn't there be another say for him?
I want to write this will.
Yeah.
Your sister's going to share it.
How many forms were ordered?
You say okay, and then you
have to go. Oh, you have your own. You didn't order.
But you have a new form.
The new form I have, but I didn't
say. Is that effective?
We'll talk about a little bit, just a couple extra words. When we get to the phone, so we'll speak about it.
So I always had him come down here.
Where was I? Can the son? Can the son sign during his lifetime something, a star that says, during his father's lifetime, it says, my father told me once my sister to take a portion of his money and leave a will. I did not mention it before his father's death.
So he's being mocked in a dollar shiloh baleonia. He doesn't own it.
I don't understand. He's like, is that effective?
I don't know.
That's my question.
No, not English. Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Would that be
what he said? By the Davar Shulah doesn't exist. I mean, if it exists, it's only Yerushua.
That's what I'm asking. Is it okay or is it not okay?
I don't know. Anyhow, so that's the problem. The problem is that the will is contested, and everybody becomes a Ganef, a Goslin, and et cetera, whatever else it becomes. Yeah? Okay, so that's what we're holding. So let's go to Sif Hey.
What's
the name of Sif Hey? I think we learned that too. The Kach. The Hey Nira Shehaderech HaMesukim BeYoyseh B'Zeh. The best way to do this. Alderech Shtar Chassid Zohar Shenoagu B'Bnei Yameinu Kuar Mikod Mazdino Shebe'esh Abaf Nitchatno Hoyekosev Lo Avio. So this is like this. There was a minik. When person was would marry off his daughter, so then the father would write her a star, Chatziz Zohar, and she would take half of the Yerusha that a Zohar would have. Avia Shetito Chatziz Chelet Bonov Hazichorim Bizvuno in his Yerusha, but Elzeh Lokei Nidunia. That was all a Nidunia to encourage the Shidduch. Shegama hashtara hu yesh behori, but on that shtar we also have the horror. The hech yikne lo nechosov leachar moisov. How can you go right a shtar chasizocher? How is she coined it? Ubir hor amo beze bechoshu mishpat. The siman resh peal is Steve Zayin. So the Ramo explains that this minuk of shtar chasizocher. Shekosel lo shtar choy val atzma. He writes a shtar his chayvus. Leiz esach gogo for a big amount of money. You must know. If they'll give him if they'll give her a half a chelik and his guna from his Yerusha, if they're mina choy for now, then he'll be parted from that choy. That's the essence, the way the Ramo explains what happens. The Kiyum of the Tzavo is a tnai under his chayvus. That if you mekayim the Tzavo, then there's no Hitzchayvus. If you know the kind of the Tavor, then there is Hitzchayvus. Where is your notebook? I thought we were in high tech.
You're bringing us down.
Huh? You're bringing us down. What?
You don't have to actually put anything in it, just bring it
just
in.
Just having it open.
Yeah, right. Right. The photographer comes with a brochure. What? But the photographer has got a copy.
This is all the rest of that.
Yeah. Shekin Savos and Atal and Naim Evatel is Yitzchayvus Shehitel Alachim. Ubiim HaSavos, Lo Yitzchayim, but if you don't make kind of Savos, Kol HaKvayos Shehitel Alachim. And it's how... The Chayovim HaYorshim Shelo Lifroa Achoy Meha Nechosim, and they have to pay the Chos from the Nechosim, Sheyivshu Meaveim, Sheyorshu Meaveihem, that the Yashim from their father, Menusa Chashov and Sheshtav Chati Zohar, if you find a complete Nusa, who besefen Achlashiva Simon Chofa. The Simon Chofa was in the Sefen Achlashiva. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sefen Achlashiva. Achlashiva, I don't know if you ever go to a Chasana, and you see them start the Kedushin, takes out a little booklet, and he starts looking as he writes the ksuva, the seer, the seer. That's a kitzur nachlashiva. Somebody, Rav Greenwald, was mekatzur the nachlashiva and made it into the handbook for rabbis that are mesavi kedusha. Every rabbi that's mesavi kedusha has one. It's out of his pocket. He looks like that's the handbook. But the nachlashiva, the big one, was written way before that. And he wrote all the shtarotimat that we use today, ksuva, ksuva, yichlito. Even Shtar Mechira Komet is there to a, you know, not that we don't use that Shtar, we use a different one. But all kinds of Shtar. And the Shtar Chassi Zohar is in there too. Ubi Yesham Ben Achla Shiva, Shizman Tiro in Achoyf, Ubisho Acha Tomach Lemitzov. 1 hour before the Misa, that's when she has to pay back the Choyf. Ayin Shom. Umiato, Hayekolovim Yalko Lassus, can everybody can do that. Lehatil is chayv shel skum gold to make a chayv a tremendous amount of money. A last one himself, whose mana piron yesho achas almost lemitzotz, and the time of the piron will be 1 hour before the misa. Beyatot nai be chayvus zu shim yekayim uyorshim hamatzos aksubus betzavos. That which he says in his tzavo, of vivatil is chayv sheloi. Rav Kain, a called divrei hashtar shenichtov betzom of perik veis. And on this is based the star which will write soon in the second parish. Who are there is there? Shematil is chayvus al atzmo. Basically, what he's doing is he's taking on his chayvus on himself. Betoyle also the hedekim tatzavo, and he toyle his chayvus on whether the hedekim and the tzavo. By the star there, yischalku nechse hodom leachar moisek edashul toyle. Then it won't be any problem in the toyle. Now we still have a problem, which is the being ma'aver the nachu, which you know what to do. But that he has a whole chapter on why this is not called, or under what Gedorim it's not called, being Maver the Nach. Yeah? Okay, now he has a problem. Omnom yesh lisho, af bekoiz the shtar yitzchayvus, even if somebody writes a shtar yitzchayvus, there, shehotin af begever hakoiz the tzavo, that's good by a man who's writing a tzavo. Or the isha of a hipnuya, or you have a woman who is not married, meaning an almona, who is riding a tzavo. If you have the isha nesua, but if you have a woman who is married, hakrisavet tzavo, who rides a tzavo, I imagine the case is where you have not an almona, you have a second marriage. I mean, a practical case where the woman, or even a first marriage, but the woman is very rich, so she has a lot of money that she's bringing into the marriage. Next to me, look. So it's their money. Husband has the use of it as long as they're married, but it's their money. So now they're yarshim for a woman. Who yarshims the wife?
Husband
yarshims the wife of his din toyer, not the children. So now, but she doesn't want that. This is a marriage of convenience.
Especially a second marriage.
Right? More second marriage, a third, a fifth.
Yeah.
You know, it's a marriage of convenience. So she wants her children to yarshim all these millions of dollars that she brought into this marriage. So what does she do? Right? So she's going to write a tzavo, will. My last will is on my husband, the rat doesn't get anything. Everything goes to my children. Now I go to the children, but the husband says, hey, wait a second, you can say whatever you want, but I'm the rightful yours. So I want all the money. I imagine that's the case, and then maybe all her children are over Geneva and Gizeva, and, right? And this thing. So that's the problem. So what did he say till now? What did he say to do? to write a star his chayiv. So she's going to write a star his chayiv, but she is mechayiv herself to her children $1 billion. So the husband yashins her, so he yashins the chayiv, that would be the mechanics, and therefore there's a tnai that the chayiv will not be chal if the husband gives the Yerusha away to the children, and that takes care of that. But he says there's a big problem with that. And what's the problem? The nira.
Is there a concept in halakha of fraudulent transfer? In other words, in a secular law, there's a whole this whole idea of making a tribus to avoid
an arm's length transaction.
Yeah, it's set aside as
no interest.
Well, Mabinatsu will see. Well, that's the Mabinatsu point. He has a whole chapter on that.
But this idea of hischayvus here, which is obviously and is not a real hischayvus,
yes, it is.
It's to avoid
a real hischayvus. Why isn't it real?
I mean, what's the basis of this?
Matana?
There's no
consideration.
It's obvious what they're trying to do. It's obvious that they're trying to avoid the halakhic implications of after death. That's why I said.
Yes, so. You mean you want to say it's a haroma?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Huh? Like the Mechira's Chomet.
Yeah, I'm saying it's
not Chomet.
Right.
Well, it's Aroma. It's a valid thing. Okay. So what I say, he stands in Bezdin, Bezdin will enforce it, and that's it. What do you know?
Okay, I just wanted to know if the
I mean, and they really mean it.
Yeah.
Yep. He really means, I'm being Mekabel to his chayvus to my daughter, unless my sons will be Mekabel.
That's right, he wants her to get it.
It's exactly what he wants, and it's exactly what's happening. There's no... there's no going back. It's not like after a week, like in the Kriya Chomet, it goes back and finish on the guy, right?
The fee of exceeds the amount of the property the person has.
Yes. I mean, you want that the person should want to do it. If she's leaving over $1 million and she makes a shayus chayus for $10, then obviously
the guy will pay off the $10.
The guy will pay off $10 for the Yerusha. You want to make it that the guy it's more worth the while for the Yerush to keep the tonight than it is to keep the Yerusha. The Yerusha, he could go to Beth and he has two things that he could do. I'll pay the Choyv and I'll keep the Yerusha, or I'll take the Yerusha, or I'll let the Yerusha go and I won't pay the Choyv. That's his choice.
So why doesn't that conflict with the guy's worth a million in taking his Choyv from
the Choyv is Vala Oilam. His Choyv is right now. A person can be mechayiv himself, and you see how you have to do it. There's a lot of technicalities.
I have to give something that he hopes to get in the future, this extra $9 million.
No, he's being mechayiv.
Bank
of himself. He
doesn't have
enough to pay the money, whatever he has, he's got to pay it. That doesn't mean it's all over the chayiv. If he'll eventually have it, he'll have to pay it. If he doesn't have it, he'll still have to pay it. The chayiv is there.
On the property that he gets later on, even though he doesn't
even if he never gets any property. If the chayiv is there, if your shim will have to pay it, if they have property. If they don't have property, they won't have to pay it. I mean, but it's not a davar shel bal oilam. He's not being mocked as something that doesn't exist. He's making a chayiv. You know, it's, you could go over and I pledge to the yeshiva $10 million. I mean, I don't, but it's somebody can say it.
I pledge to yeshiva. I got it.
But I don't have $10 million. You know, it's like I said, maybe that he means it, whatever. But they're not saying it. He means it. He means this is chayus. He means it. You know, he doesn't. He makes kinyonim or eidim and everything else.
You don't really have to do it for the government. You could do it for the yeshiva.
Whoever you want.
You can give the yeshiva $1 billion and less.
Unless you, Yorshin, will give them part of the use. Exactly. The only thing, it's not as partial as this, because there's ways in halacha that these things should be found. I don't think you could do it just by sitting here and orally saying such a
thing. Kinyonim, you see?
Kinyonim, which he goes through to that's the shtar.
Who should be the deputy to? The deputy payable to. Recently, a client of mine called Machon HaHera, they told him to make it to a rabbi, or you see, rather to the daughters.
And the machlekes between him and the Machon HaHera.
Yeah?
He said, says to the girl, the daughter, let's say, I think. They said to a friend, I'm not sure.
Well, he said to do it to the daughter, but there has to be a shlish there. We'll see when we get there. We'll see what the problems are. There are problems involved. I mean, the Sefer got a while to go yet. All right? He's just explaining how the process. He said, what's the problem? It's like this. The Nira, the Ishon is Tua, a married woman. She mitchayevet beiz b'chiyuv mamon. who has a chiyuv of money. She owes somebody money. Not a case like this where she's making the chiyuv. She actually owes somebody money. Who makes her, and then she dies. The yorshus of baila, so the baal is the yorshus. Ein hanechosim sheyorash mishtabdim leoys the chiyuv. So the nechosim that he yashens are not meshuba to the chiyuv. Now she owes somebody $1 million. She died. Her husband now, Yashin told her nechosim. $10 million. But there's a choice there of $1 million. He doesn't yashin that choice. He only yashins the money and he doesn't yashin the choice.
Why is that usually different than a child?
He explained. Yeah? The whole Kaimel on the Shulchan Aruch have an Ezekim and Sadi Sistev. The Isha Shemofra Minech Zemiluk. If a woman sells property that she brought into the marriage, Achara Shenisa, and she sells it after she's married, Umeisa Bechayabailo, and she dies before her husband, Habal Moisi Hanechosin Miyata Lekuchu. So the Baal can go ahead and take that back. Whatever she sold, the Atam, and what's the reason? Mishun the Habal Nechshav Kelokech Rishon. Because the Baal is considered the first purchaser of the property. So that when he gets married, says if he purchased all the property that she has, and then if somebody else purchases that property while he is married to her, so he becomes the second purchaser. So that if he dies first, so that the purchase is his. But if she dies first, then he has the rights to the original property. So since that's the halacha, so then the start of his chayvus, Chor wouldn't work. Because he's mechayef, she's mechayef herself a choy to somebody else.
His kinyan koyed him the star.
Huh?
His kinyan koyed him the star.
And his kinyan, when he got married, is before. He's the lokeach rishon, so he yarshins her and he doesn't have to pay the choy. Can we have a blasak of lametes on the base? Aynsho. Vechima shuhu nechshav ke lokeach rishon. So since he is considered the first lokeach, tamashimu cheitila al nechseho, the shiva that he put on her nechosim lo chayle, it's not chal. The maishno shiva mi mechira. What's the difference of shiva or mechira? Vayim betur veven o etz shom. The maishi pluta behagoinim behahi the isha shemokam in etzim iluk. Im halokeach goive de me aso de me habao. Then he says the machloik is there where they're no chinami. Her husband will get the field. But he might have to pay for it. You know, since he has the rights to the field, but he might have to pay the value of the field. Ubir achazonish bechelik avones v'simanayim heis v'kotn ches betam asoyim shegov v'domim v'umim neshe hamoiz nasu halvo, because the moiz become a halvo gabo by her v'zocho bohen habal kedin nefse milu v'shapir nikva choyv zeh min nefse hoish. So then that choyv of halvo, then the ones that hold that he has to pay for the field, it's like this. In other words, she sold the field. Yeah? And then, so she got money for the field from whoever she sold it to. So they hold that that money that she got is really a loan. Now she received a loan from the guy that bought the field. Mm-hmm. Since he's not the lokeach rishon. So now when she dies, so that choy does go. That loan, the Baal does yarsh. Now the choy, the Baal wouldn't yarsh. A mechira, the Baal does yarsh. But a halva, the choy of an actual loan, that he does yarsh. So therefore they hold that when she dies, so she sold the field. She got for the field $100. Now she dies. Yeah? So that $100 that she had in her hands, that was really a loan from the purchaser of the field. So that loan she has to pay back, and if she doesn't pay it back, then her yoshim has to pay that back. Yeah? So therefore, the Baal would have to pay for that money. The lenotin lodin lokeach linyan zeh. They didn't call him a lokeach as far as that's concerned, that the money he loses. She'en zeh min aroi, she'alokeach yavtid, because that's a pisvara, that's not right, that he should lose everything. The Baal yarviach, and the Baal now is making tremendous amount of profit. He's got the money from the original purchase of the field, plus he has the field too. He's got the cake, and he's eating it. And he's eating it. Yeah?
With your
napkin. Huh?
I hope it's not an napkin.
What?
I hope it's not an napkin.
Oh. ויוחה וחזי ועבד ירוויח ויוחה וחזי עד כאן דיבור ואין שום מויד ולוק וייטר ענון אומנון ענון הוקמנו בשוכנור שום כי אידוף די we hold like the שוכנור doesn't pass him like that Shabbat moitz mi yata the kuchas beloy tomes. So he taka gets his cake and he gets to eat it too. The su the nira the afal die kamais. Even the other day a moitz behodi don. That might be moitz in our din. The rak be mecha shabbat marviyach tomes priule the chaz laafi adom. It's only in the case of a mecha where he's actually making money, because what is the chazanish saying? That this guy is getting back the field and he's getting back the money, so therefore that day in the goyim hold, so that's not right. But what if he's not getting the money on the field? In our case, where she writes a star, he's chayav, he's not being marviyach anything. Right? He's just not yashuin the choy. He's not getting anything more than he had if she wouldn't have not have made this chayav. See, in the case of the sale of the Shulchan Aruch, so she sold the field. She got the money. Right? Now he yashuins that money. And not only that, but now he goes and takes the field back and he's not paying for it. Right? So he's better off now than he was if she wouldn't have sold the field. Because if she wouldn't have sold the field, he would have had the field and not the money. Now that she sold the field, he has the field and the money. So that's not right. But in the case of the Shah Hizchayavas, where she's mechayav herself to her children, right? A certain amount of money, if she wouldn't have done that, he would have been in the same position that he is in now, that it's not valid. So there's no arvachalis, it could be that the first day is also moide. That in our case it wouldn't work. It's better we don't pass it like that, and even if we do, it could very well be that that has no application to our case, because the Chazon Ish is saying that the reason for the first day is because he's eating his cake, he's getting the cake and eating it too. When in this case all he is eating the cake, he's not even getting anything. He's just
first day was for the money still available.
Well, in all cases, something happened to that money. He had an offer on that money.
She ate it.
Well, then he had an offer. He didn't have to feed her. She bought a coat. He didn't have to buy her a coat. Right?
It was above what
it
is.
Huh?
Maybe she did something above what it is would have been there.
You mean, so he wasn't, but it could be not.
So what if she gave a donation to the yeshiva?
Same thing.
She gave a donation.
She's not allowed to do that.
He's not allowed to do that. So you can't take a donation from a woman.
I mean, unless you say announced sadly that the husband wouldn't care.
Well, he did the chest of
fight. Yeah. Yeah, but that's a different subject. Right?
Why exactly is it considered a loan? This is a...
They look at it as a loan.
Why?
Because... since the Mecca won't be Kayim, but the day of Rishon, it says, so then it's a loan. It's not a Mecca. You can buy anything, because it's not going to be Kayim. He should die first. He won't have anything. That's why Chazunish is Mevai. They don't say it's a loan. Chazunish says it's Kilu, it's a loan. So maybe they hold that it's a Chiyuv then. The Chayla Akadomi can be a Shama Chazunish, like the Chazunish himself explained. The Ein Min Aroi. It makes no sense that the lokeach should lose and the baal should be yarviyah for yoicha. Excuse me. The yoicha v'chodi. Av v'chodi don. She lo kibla mom and mishum mom, but she didn't get any money from anybody. Kule alma moide. Everybody will agree. The baal nechshav ke lokeach rishon. Ve'en hanechosim mishtavim lechavot. And the nechosim are not meshubas to the chos. Whatever she left over. He's not the shuva to the choy, so he gets the whole thing. Mikiva shekein lo hui lo klum b'shtar hizchayvus. So therefore, nothing was accomplished by writing the star hizchayvus. Hecha the yarshes of baal, where the baal yarshes. So what should she do? Chay nira sheyesh al agever hakoytes savo u'shtar hizchayvus anal, that a male who writes the star hizchayvus, this is what he should do. Lichtov gam shtar hizchayvus sheini, she write another star hizchayvus. A tremendous amount of money, Alatma and himself. Then the time that this choice takes place is when his wife dies. And he should be matzah that night. This is chayvus. That he'll be mekayem the tzavah of his wife. Then there'll be bottle. The Gamnusa Shtar Zeh Kostav in the Soma Perek Beis, and he has a special Shtar for this. We have Gebe Ponu Yeshu Lichtav Shtar Zeh Shema Yinose Acharka. And a bachelor, or not a bachelor, but could be an Alman, should also write such a thing, because he might get married and then there'll be that problem.
The husband doesn't want to cooperate.
The husband doesn't want to cooperate, so that's it. But what usually happens in these things is that before they get married, they talk about all these things.
Well, you know, they're going, they cooperate when they're alive. If they have this with guys, then there's cooperation at that rate.
Okay? Most times, I think by most people, the husband is not really interested in making problems with this.
No, but also, if you don't agree, she could divorce.
Whatever. Yeah, well. It's kind of hard to go to a business and say, well, I want a divorce because I don't want my husband to yarsh me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh? So, anyhow. The Eshvet sign, and then he wants to say another point. Shafilo imyutu leshanos his tzavos, even if he wants to change his tzavos. Now, if he wrote one tzavos, now by tzavos, the definition of tzavos is something that doesn't work. Without the Shtar Yitzchai. The Shtar Yitzchai is what's going to make this Tzavo work, because he'd rather comply by the Tzavo, the Yoyer is done, yeah? So, let's say he changes his Tzavo. Says later on, you know, his daughter married a multimillionaire, so she doesn't need the Yerusha. So now he changes it. He wants the other daughters to get more, or the sons to get more, whatever, he changes his mind. Relief the Tzavo, cares. Ain't no sorry class of relief to avoid Shtar Yitzchai. We don't have to write another one. It says in the Shtar Yitzchai was, you should go ahead and comply by what that Tzavo, the last will and testament. So he can change it as many times as he wants, and the Shtar Yitzchai was can stay wherever he deposits the Shtar Yitzchai was, and there won't be any problem. The term and before we give you the Shtar Yitzchayvus, Nagdi Moit, Mone Agnale Hakdoma, Shegam Haniftar Min HaOilam Beloi Shum Ktivas Tzavo. Someone doesn't write a Tzavo at all. Nifzas Gam Ken Bechlal Akshash Yo Gezul. It's still Akshash Gezul. She is Garnu Lemailo, She Memikra Zeh, in this case, Choy Malchusu HaKaveya Toifin Chiluk HaIzoven, the Choy of the Malchus, the state law, it was only Koveya, the Chiluk, And that choik is not according to the Torah. So the chayin roi lechalonim lichta savah, v'tehei oitza savah, matima lechuki ha-Torah kenah. So everybody should write a savah, which is Shtar Yitzchayvus. V'yesh lehaski roi shehori yilonim ketanim, that people have small children. Nochus lehem me'oi, it's very important for them, le'oi tziva, for another reason, lichta Shtar Savah, to write a will. To make an apitropos
coin,
a guardian for the children, because if they'll die without this, the state could go ahead and give over a guardian. We have to itself understood what the family is. That's all. Speak anybody? I mean,
well, no, he's looking at applications. The big problem is most people who don't have a tshuva, who don't have some family, and the grandparents going to come in, and the will probably give it to the grandparents.
That's what usually happens to me.
The closer you are, the better chance you have, and that's the bigger problem. Some people, usually they're not going to cook, they're going to take it away out of them. The grandparents are giving it to some friends. I mean,
that's the biggest one. Okay, so anyhow, I think we should skip the stories. And not that we're going to keep the shores, but we should go.
Regarding his last problem by the woman,
yeah,
extra stock. I mean, in the partial case, when you're doing a simple will for someone, and she says in her will that if she dies first, everything goes to the husband. Then that's all.
Yeah, but what are you doing in a situation where you want to have?
That's
shelter trust.
Okay, I'm not talking about it. Possibly, no, he's talking about whatever. You don't have a credit shelter.
Okay, so
not even her own name.
So what they both died simultaneously in any other situation with the children or not, once you want to get for
then you write there in the will that the husband says he needs to die first.
You need the extra shine?
Oh, you want to
get the extra shine? I'm the extra shine.
So what do you do with the situation?
I think
he dies and she dies, and like that, you don't know which one goes first.
You don't know which dies.
Yeah, usually in the situation you put in the story.
I didn't understand the question first. What was the question?
The extra sign. People don't have a tremendous amount of money, so they make simple mirror wills for each other. Mm-hmm. It'll say that if the wife dies before the husband, then the husband gets everything. Mm-hmm. That's what it says about the husband too. If the husband, as long as one of them is still alive, the other one gets everything.
That's the usual.
That's the usual way to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Animals, right? So I think in such a case, if that's what the will says, then normally the need for that extra star is not there, right?
No,
well,
you do.
It's only in the case of a second marriage, whatever reason they put money.
They have different children.
She has in her own name. She has some.
Oh, well, for some reason she wants the children to.
When you put the story, let's say both of them died simultaneously. You assume one is going to assume that she died before him.
I don't know how that works.
What
happens if he dies first?
In his will, she would get everything. So then you need the one star.
You need the one star.
She dies before he doesn't have to vote for him.
What's the problem? But he says to write the other way.
The credit shelter trust is a very good point.
What's the credit shelter trust?
You give a portion to your.
In that case, what you do is in order to pay taxes later on, you would specifically tell them to separate their property and have half the property in her name and half some property in her name and in his name.
Okay.
And you're setting up a situation where she will own her own property.
The children will get it. She dies first. She says, okay, $600,000 goes to my children. The rest goes to my
husband. Why would he dispute over a trust?
Why would he dispute it? He may want to dispute it because he may want all $600,000 now. This is because I want to give everything to my children.
The trust says he's the income beneficiary for life. There's some minimal rights to invade it, but on his death, it reverts to its true
children, right? But he cannot get the whole $600,000 if he wants it. He's stuck. He can't take it.
But the benefit is...
What's the problem with that? Choices?
Well, that would be a situation where she's making the will. She's having her property pass to her children without...
He could be Muslim for
that.
Why shouldn't he be Muslim? They're doing this to save taxes.
But he wants the money now.
It doesn't benefit him. It only benefits the children. The taxes are saving on the death tax.
Right. He wants to go to Vegas.
But he wants the money. He takes the money outright. And then the children only get the
only
a tax.
He wants to spend it all.
If he wants to do that, why would he write his star?
Because in the company lawyer,
there is no.
Could be he gets married later, and the new wife says, "I want this my money." Is sitting in a trust. Right. There are $1 million in the trust.
So then, why would he want to? The monoshock. If he doesn't want it to happen, right?
Because a lot of times when they're happily married,
then a pitayra, they're not going to be his. And if you want that,
when he sat down, he didn't think about it.
He sat down with his wife the first time. Boy,
he
married,
what does he want right now?
He wants everything.
Now, so he's got it, a pitayra.
He doesn't have it.
Well, he doesn't have it.
It's going into a trust.
He can't touch it.
That's right.
Limited. Yes, some limited rights.
Right.
Who could touch it? Who's the gonna be there?
But he can't. In his lifetime,
he won't be able to touch it.
He can't touch it.
So who's the godson?
The children are godborn from him.
Why? They can't touch it.
Huh?
They also can't touch it.
It's segregated from him. It should have been his Jerusha, but it's segregated from him for their benefit.
So who's the honor?
Children.
But he was in the preventing it.
Yes, they can prevent it. He would go in and say, "I want my money."
If
he would go in
and take the cash out,
he wouldn't be allowed to take it in if they don't say anything.
Usually, he could take part of the year.
If they don't say anything, he could do it. And if they don't say anything, no one's going to go into bed. No one's going to our court to say anything, obviously.
If they go in there and they're trying to hold it back, it'll be going on. Okay.
Maybe.
Can I take a step back over time? What's the seder yerusha for a wife, an almana? Seder yerusha for an almana. The husband's gone already.
The husband's gone.
Yes, the wife has. Even boys, girls, doesn't matter.
No, boys. He has to be the same day Yerusha here in the back.
Yeah. In one case like that, what's our star the
Almana right?
She has to also write a star. Otherwise, her before is going to want
to star.
Yeah, her star will be the same star. Except the problem is that if he has a husband, if she has a husband, yeah, Allah lives there, then the whole thing is finished.
Rabbi Stein?
Yes.
What you're talking about is the, you said it's the children, you know, only the boys, but it's only the husband. She has a boy, he gets nothing, right?
If she has a boy, the husband gets everything.
Yeah, but the husband's dad.
He's about the children.
Which, yeah, yeah.
I mean, in the state of Yerusha.
Yeah.
So where's the state of Yerusha? He has it.
Page 36.
It goes through the husband, right?
In English, it's page 36.
You also have it on the door.
Amen, Dalit.
That's the husband, I think,
yeah. Oh, where the
wife, the husband. 15. The husband inherits his wife to the exclusion of all others, even her children.
If the husband's dead, it would go to, if the husband, let's say the husband has a son and she has
after
a son.
1 through 14, the same thing. Son's the same as a man.
In other words, the stepchild doesn't have anything.
Huh?
In other words, let's say the wife.
What about my mom's here?
The wife, the husband predeceases the wife.
Yeah.
So everything
wife gets nothing.
The wife gets, right. But I'm just saying now the wife has. She lives and now she dies.
She has some.
Yeah, so that still goes to the husband's heirs, right?
What do you mean? Why should a husband say this?
Who does it go to if the wife dies?
Yes, their heirs.
It doesn't go back to the husband's heirs.
Why should it? Even the Archman.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So who's her heirs?
Whoever's children she has, I don't know.
I know, but I'm saying, is it really her heirs is the...
Look at 15.
Yeah, okay, let's see. Oh, so in other words, her son would get.
Her son.
Oh, okay.
Same with the, and his daughter would get nothing.
Right, right. Same thing either way. Okay.
Yeah, same thing either way.
She would have to write the star for Chizot, by the way.
She would have to write the star for Chizot, right. Yeah.
The problem is that they're asking, they're doing the second star. What are you going to say about the credit check? Nobody wants to do anything. Nobody wants to do anything different at the time of the death of the of the wife than was originally anticipated. So my question is, aren't the children as the beneficiaries of the credit trust if they don't have the star, does London anyway? Even though they're not, they don't seek to enforce against the father, but it separates for their benefit. And he wasn't yours the way he should have been. So aren't they? There's one of them anyway.
Are they Michael or are they not Michael?
No, the father would be Michael.
Huh?
The father would have to be Michael. The father would have to be
Michael. That's the thing. Is he Michael or is he not Michael?
But that's what I'm asking. In other words, even if he's Michael.
We normally assume that the father is Michael because that's what he originally wanted. Or Riot. He went to the lawyer and arranged for this.
Well, actually, the wife arranged for it.
He had to be Michael for 20 years.
I thought it was a mutually done.
The only one that's effective is the one that the wife is.
Yeah,
the wife doesn't have to ask
the permission. Okay, but normally they're doing it for the benefit of the children. Right. Usually, 90% of all cases, everybody's master, that's what they want.
No, they
did. And I told you, I asked Rav Feivel, we had a case here. Remember Mr. Strauss, Joe Strauss? Mm-hmm. You remember Joe Strauss?
Oh, yeah.
You remember Joe Strauss? He used to learn, Paul used to learn, he wanted to
oh, yeah, 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 sure, yeah.
Joe Strauss. So he has adopted children. And he had a brother. So who Yarshin?
The brother.
The brother was a multimillionaire. He didn't need. And so was Joe Strauss. I mean, they were both very rich. But he wanted his children to Yarshin. So he asked me, what should he do? That he has to write his star. He privacy. I don't know who told him about it. So I asked Rav Feivel. So Rav Feivel said, is his brother going to contest the will? So I asked him, is your brother contest the will? No, absolutely not. His brother is very good to his adopted children. He doesn't need it, so there's no question that he doesn't care. He doesn't care, they don't write anything. Yeah, so sometimes, you know.
But
we'll see what the Havaras and Nachlu, why that's not a problem.
Was there a problem?
No, it was no problem. No. So I'm saying the only time this is a problem of the neighbor.
He changed his mind for 30 years.
All right, so if that's a possibility, then they'll write the Shtar Yisrael. They're not allowed to write it. I mean, listen, I can say that my mother is a Ghana, because she took all my father's mechotim. They all belong to me. I'm the only son. Two sisters. And I'm the only son, so everything belongs to me. So I keep reminding her every once in a while. Don't forget how nice I was to you.
I didn't turn you into a cop.
Right, I didn't turn you into a cop. I'd let you have the house and everything. The life insurance, I don't know what's the deal with the life insurance. That's probably no part of the illusion. That probably goes to whoever the beneficiary is.
If there's a name beneficiary.
Yeah, or my mother. Self design gives me. You know, so every once in a while, so you know, I told her, why don't you buy yourself an old car? Well, you know, she has an old car. Nah, it's on me, don't worry. Everything is on me. Anyhow, so. Okay, let's see. I want to do the, why isn't this Havoras Nachos? Yes, Derek Roth. Then we'll go back to the other stuff. The other stuff is more complicated. I have a few minutes to go through this quick. It says like this. Yes. Hine at kol tzachnu liyashir ha-hidurim b'shebetzavos. To figure out how to make the tzavo ha-nehugas v'zmaneinu that are applying now's man. Sh'le'e b'hem k'shash o'gezu. Omnam, no'tzav al-ze yeshod le'hoir b'tzavo es eilu me'hod b'gassinu b'ksuvus m'gimel o'meralef u'b'vashikus l'm'gimel o'mzbeit. Omnam l'shmur l'rav Yehuda. Sh'inano. So t'heve b'avuri achtanotu. Don't be from the ones that are madre nachlo. The other one was there. Shamed by the basra. She always the cane and ruach chomim nachim. And it's not a nice thing to do. The other came along. Mishulchan aruch hashemish masim and resh bebei. Uberanach elak alus imakuv yuchet kol tavoy. Beze the loshen ain ruach chomim nachim enu. In yon aloyma the who isur mamish doesn't mean that it's not a nice thing. It's an isur. They ain't a raki chumra be'alma. The last medina ain shom. But it's a nisa which is a chumra, not the din. Thank God for Rashbam and Basheshem. Now, if there is the hoir, the choira, the tavois and the hugos kehayoim, all these wills and testaments that people write today, she knows in chelek beizov and leanoshi she ain't a ruin the yarish, to live people that are not right to be yorshim, mitzadim and afro, the afe